Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. One of the most important lessons that you can learn in life is to recognize that you don't know enough to plan your own course in life. We all need God's guidance to direct our decisions in life. We are admonished in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, not to rely on our own understanding. Rather, we are to trust in the Lord, acknowledge Him in every area of our lives, and the promise is that He will make your paths straight or better translated. He will guide you on the right paths. Every day, we face choices. Sometimes, they're simply and ultimately inconsequential. But often, our choices affect the rest of our lives. So, how do you know what the right choice is? What does God want you to do? And how can you be sure you're hearing Him correctly? In today's message titled, Seek God's Guidance, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to learn to recognize the authentic voice of God and seek His guidance. Let's join in.
Let's turn our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 29. I will read from verses 11 to 14. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. That's Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. God's plans for you are good, as you heard me just read to you. His plans are good, not evil, but to give you expected end, to give you a hope and a future. But let's look at the verse 12 and 13 that I just read. He said, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You see, so the verse doesn't just stop at the end of verse 11. It's saying, if you can seek him, you will find him. So this says God has perfect plan for your life. But the next two verses say that you have to seek him. You have to be receptive. God's will never automatically come to pass in your life. If it's only up to God, every person will be 100% healthy. You will never have any sickness. You will never have any poverty. You will never have any depression. The only exception is persecution, because you cannot control people, so you will be persecuted. The Bible says that all who live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. So you can have some problems, but they will be from outside. You wouldn't have sickness. You wouldn't have poverty. You wouldn't have depression, anxiety, worry, and fear if it were just up to God, because God has declared that He wants nothing but good for you and me. He has got good plans for us, but we have to cooperate with Him. We have to seek Him. And as we just read, He said, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. But if you will say, God, will you just speak to me? And if He doesn't show up in 5 minutes, you find yourself something else to do. And so you just disengage and you go somewhere else. That's not how it works. We have to learn how to hear from God, and He will speak to us. He will guide us. He will direct us. And that will change our lives and the lives of people around us. Miracles happen because of being able to hear from God. God is not silent. The average Christian doesn't hear the voice of God. It's like it's just occasionally. And yet, that's not what the scriptures are saying. The Bible says in John chapter 10, that very truly I tell you, Pharisees, Anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they would never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. That's John chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. It's so interesting. This is Jesus speaking in the passage I just read to you. Whenever Jesus says verily, or he said very truly, it means truly. Doesn't mean Jesus sometimes will lie. No, not at all. Everything Jesus said was true. But if he had to say verily or very truly, I say unto you, it's because what he's about to say is so hard to believe that some people may think he must not mean what he said. So he starts off by saying very truly or verily, saying, I am telling you the truth. Verily, verily, or very truly. Notice he said the sheep hear his voice. The people who truly belong to God hear his voice, and he calls them his sheep. He calls them by name. That means he speaks to them. He knows you by name. That's what the Bible is saying. The Bible says the very hairs of your head are numbered. There isn't a thought that comes to your head that God doesn't know. He knows you frontward and backward. He knows everything about you and me. What the Bible says is right here. He knows you and calls you by name. John chapter 10, verse 4. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This is the second time he's saying the sheep knows his voice again. My friend, you can hear God if you really want to. Verse 5, Jesus was teaching that if you were truly his child, you could hear his voice. You would know his voice. And he goes as far as saying that you should not know the voice of the stranger who is the enemy. It is so uncommon for people to hear the voice of God and to be led by God that most people don't think it is normal. They think you are weird. If you were to stand before unbelievers and said, God told me to do this or that, do you know that they may think that you are absolutely crazy to claim that God speaks to you? But the Bible says God speaks to us. I have even met some Christians who said that God doesn't speak to us anymore. He spoke to only Moses. But that's not what the Bible is saying. He's saying that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. God is speaking all the time. What's happening in my ministry is evidence of what God told me to do. I am not saying I do things perfectly, and I don't think any of us does. We are not smart enough to do things our own way. All we have to do is to seek the Lord, and God will speak to us. He will guide us and direct us. We are all still learning, and the Apostle Paul said, I haven't obtained yet. You know, Apostle Paul said he was pressing forward. We haven't done things perfectly. But I can say that any good thing that has ever happened in my life came because God did it. Because God directed me. Hallelujah. Jesus is not teaching about how to be a shepherd or how to shepherd sheep. He is using what is a common example to these people, the Pharisees, that they can relate to, that illustrates that he is the good shepherd of the sheep. He goes on to say that his sheep who are truly born again and belong to him will hear his voice. He said it twice, and in one time he said they will not hear the voice of the stranger. So the passage I read in John 10 is saying that God is speaking and the people who are truly born again will hear his voice. Some of you will say, I have never heard God speak to me. But I say to you that you do hear God's voice. God is always speaking to you. The reason is that a lot of Christians don't know how God speaks. I am going to teach you to seek God's guidance in the subsequent episodes and the series that will be coming afterwards. Jesus spoke in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, or have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Talking about the thief, and the thief is Satan. He is the stranger that is talking about in John 10:10. The scripture is saying that we shouldn't know the voice of the devil. And yet I hear people all the time asking, how do you hear the voice of God? The devil said, I will never hear the voice of God. So they tell me, the devil said this, the devil said that, but they can't hear the voice of God. And they think hearing the devil is just fine, but they cannot hear God. That's a pity. This is completely contrary to what Jesus is saying. If you are his sheep, it's normal for you to hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. God is speaking to you constantly. God is speaking to you all the time. Some of you may say, I hear what you are saying, but this is not my experience. You do hear the voice of God, my friend, but you just don't recognize that it is the voice of God. Do you know why we have trouble recognizing God's voice? The scripture here says that God speaks to you. It's a problem of us not hearing or not paying attention, discounting the voice of God. If you can understand this, just think about the benefits of hearing God's voice and getting his guidance. We will walk into problems if we don't seek God's guidance. The Bible says in Jeremiah 10 verse 23, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. That's what the prophet Jeremiah, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said. It is God's intention to direct our lives, my friend. If you read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23 that I just read, if you read it in context, it's talking about total destruction of Jerusalem because they had rejected God. And therefore, the nations will conquer them and send them to captivity. Jeremiah was lamenting the fact that the Israelites were going into bondage and into captivity. And he was saying, how could this happen? It's talking about terrible judgment. And right in the middle of the prophecy, Jeremiah asked a question. How could this happen? The people who were the apple of God's eyes, the people who were one time favored like nobody else on the planet. How could the people once favored by God and so blessed by God ever come to a position where they are put into slavery in Babylon? And he answered his own question through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he said, Oh Lord, I know why. Oh Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. My friend, it is not our duty to direct our steps. The reason we get into trouble is because we do things our way. Almost just about every problem that we have comes because we do things our way, because we don't listen to the voice of God. The only exception is persecution. You can be persecuted when you are doing everything God's way. So you could have some problems and troubles and persecution. But most of our troubles come from the fact that we are not seeking God and hearing his voice, following the Holy Spirit's leadership and guidance. This is how tragedy comes. It's because God did not create us to be self-directed. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. That's what the Bible says. God gave us that choice. God doesn't force us. We are not robots. But God never created us to function independent of him. There are so many scriptures to support this. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You see, This scripture and hundreds of other scriptures show that God intended that we depend upon Him, to seek His guidance, to be led by Him, and to be directed by Him. This is the way that God created us to be. And really, all our problems come from being self-motivated, doing things in our own wisdom, in our own way. And that's how problems come our way. And I pray that that will not be your portion today. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then the first step to take is to receive Him, and then you will be directed by Him in your life on this earth. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.